The Australian Red Cross is expanding its response to the New South Wales floods and preparing to support communities in the clean-up and recovery from the disaster. Joining us to have a chat about this morning, Poppy Brown, Director for New South Wales and the ACT for the Red Cross. Poppy, how are we doing?
It's been very busy. Thank you so much for your support.
Oh, and thank you very much for giving us a moment. So tell us how the response is coming along.
Yeah, so it has been very busy, as everyone knows. Obviously, there's been the evacuation orders in lots of different areas, and Red Cross have been in the evacuation centres that have been set up. So currently, we're supporting 9 evacuation centres today, and there's been more that happened over the weekend. So it's been a pretty busy time. As I say, the volunteers, who are all local volunteers, have been there making sure people are okay. They've got access to accommodation, you know, warm clothes, something to eat, etc. So there's a big team at the evacuation centres from all different agencies helping out. And also we've been running an assistance line, the Register Find Reunite service,
yep,
which enables people to check on their loved ones so that if you've been evacuated, you can register and people know where you are and the police know where you are. So it's a really great function that we run when disasters happen. And we've had over 2,600 people register to that line so far. So that's something as well that we all rely on our mobile phones. But, you know, if you haven't had power to be able to charge your mobile or you've got no reception, then some of these other ways for people to make sure that you're doing okay become really important.
This really came out of nowhere. It hit us all quite quickly. It didn't take long for the Red Cross to get mobilised.
No, you're right. It's on Friday when all this transpired. We had all our volunteers out in the evacuation centres within hours of being notified. That's why we're so grateful for the support of our local volunteers, because they're part of the communities that are impacted, and they just are trained and they pack up their gear and they get down to the community centre or the wherever has been set up as the evacuation centre. So we're so grateful for their dedication and their support.
If somebody would like to support by virtue of a donation, how do they go about?
Yeah, so we've just launched our New South Wales Floods Appeal because so many people were asking us that question. So people can donate via our website, redcross.org.au, or by calling us, 1-800-RED-CROSS, or over the counter at any post office or through Commonwealth Bank. So lots of ways people can help out.
Well, Poppy, I'm sure I speak on behalf of everybody. First of all, thank you very much for the work that you're doing. Last year with the bushfires, this year with the floods, we're hoping you get a break next summer.
Well, I know, and the COVID and drought as well. So we're all hoping for a bit of a calmer later this year, I think.
Fingers crossed. Poppy Brown from Red Cross, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you ever so much.